What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
And thank you all for tuning in, and welcome back to the show. Today's episode, we have the further adventures of the Thin Man. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out volumes 1 and 2 in the archives, and feel free to let me know. You can reach out through the links in the description. And don't forget to follow, rate, and review. And with all that, please enjoy the show.
Nikki, darling, that's not it.
It isn't, Nora?
No, it goes like this.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer presents The New Adventures of the Thin Man with Nick and Nora Charles, the happiest, merriest married couple in radio. Tuesday night at this same time, that international favorite Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer proudly presents the finest in summertime entertainment. So sit back, relax, and pour yourself a tall, foaming glass full of blended Pabst Blue Ribbon. While you listen to the stars of our show, Claudia Morgan as Nora and Les Tremaine as Nick, in tonight's Adventure of the Thin Man, entitled The Adventure of the Passionate Palooka. It's 1 o'clock in the morning of one of those sizzling July nights that make the average New Yorker feel like a hot dog on a griddle with mustard. We find our hero, Nick Charles, tossing restlessly in his bed and mumbling to himself.
I wonder if I ought to get Nora to hit me on the head with one of my old blackjacks. Oh, no, she'd enjoy that too much.
Oh,
still nuts. Of course, Nora is twitching away in her bed, too. And when she notices that Nick's managed to close his eyes and doze off, she mumbles sweetly to herself.
hate can't do that to me, the big goon. What right has he got to sleep in a night like this and leave me alone in my misery?
And so, with genuine wifely devotion, she gently wakes Nick up.
Nick! There's a fire!
What thing? Fire?
There's a fire!
How? When? Where?
On my feet, and I'm cooking. Were you asleep?
Yes.
I thought so.
Is that why you woke me?
Well, you had no right to do it without telling me how.
Do what?
Fall asleep.
Well, dear, I thought of hundreds of people diving into swimming pools.
Female people?
Why, yes. They were all beautiful. They all looked like you.
Oh, nice. Maybe I'll think of hundreds of you jumping into a pool.
Well, that's a great idea. Makes me feel cooler already.
You're making your first leap. You're diving.
I look like a swan, huh?
You land flat on your tummy.
You must be thinking of someone else, Nora. I never dive like that.
Now you're under the water.
What stroke am I doing?
You've disappeared.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't I come up?
No, I can't see you.
Well, Nora, get me out of here. I'm drowning.
I'm diving in after you. The crowds are applauding.
Hurry, will you?
I'm fishing around for you.
I'm over here.
I've got you.
Yeah. Hey, let go. You're pulling my hair.
Be quiet. I'm rescuing you.
Nora, baby, you're being carried away. You're pulling me out of bed by the hair.
That's the way you rescue people, you ghoul.
But I haven't got that much hair left. Cut it out.
Let me drag you to the shore first.
Oh, I'm on the floor, Nora, dear. Or is it the shore?
It's the shore. Everyone is pinning medals on me and saying, what did she ever want to rescue him for?
Oh, nuts. Now you've just about ruined all my chances of ever falling asleep.
That's a fine thing to say to a wife who just saved your life. Who wants to sleep tonight, anyway?
What do you think we should do?
Let's go out.
Go out?
Mm-hmm.
At this hour? Nora, do you want me to become the kind of a bum I used to be?
Mm-hmm. Just for tonight.
Okay, baby. Nick the Dick prowls again.
Nick, aren't you glad we came out? Look, the whole town's up.
Yeah. And look what we're walking into, a band of serenaders.
Hey, Bud, would you and your girl like to find a way to forget the heat?
We certainly would, Mr. Bud.
Then join the Gutter Glee Club for our musical verses.
Oh, I'd like to, but won't you get into trouble singing in front of that apartment house?
For the astronomical rents they pay in that joint, they deserve a little music.
Come on, Mickey, you know plenty of wrong notes. Let's sing.
All right.
Stop it! Cease and desist!
Hey. Who's breaking it up, Nora?
The man on the seersucker who just ran out of the building.
Come on, go on, go on.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Call a cop. The trouble with you, Bud, is you ain't got no joy in your heart.
But I got two musical ears on my head. Go on, skedaddle.
Oh,
go on.
Oh. Nick, there's a man who would put the harps in heaven out of tune.
I think I know that guy.
If you do, you shouldn't. He looks so grouchy, I bet he bites himself for breakfast every morning just to make sure he feels sore.
Well, what are you waiting for? Contribution? Aren't you Scoot Skillet, the fight manager?
Now, yeah, what if I get... Nick! Oh, a warrior! Where'd she get her?
Oh, I figured I needed a manager, so I let her sign me up for life.
Glad to know you, Mrs. Charles. Hey, say, Nick, you want to get a piece of something good? I'll sell you half of Atom Bomb Brickenhead for only $2,000.
Well, who's Atom Bomb Brickenhead?
Quite sensational new fighter who's meeting the champ tomorrow night.
Oh. Well, which half of this prize fight are you selling?
She's the educated type who don't know nothing about nothing, huh, Nick? I mean a half interest.
Why should you want to sell before the big fight, Scoot?
I need money back. What do you say, Nick?
No dice. What's wrong with Brickenhead?
Get this. How'd you guess?
Because you wouldn't sell a half interest in the right time if you could make a buck at it.
Well, then maybe you can help me. Listen, the Atom Bomber just ain't himself. Nobody can find out what's eating him. Being as you're a detective, maybe you can find out, Nick.
Where is Mr. Atom Bomb?
Upstairs, flying left. Takes away them singers.
Well, guess what's wrong with him?
Even the doctors can't find out. They says it's all in his mind. So I calls him a mind specialist. A head doctor. And you know what he tells me?
What?
That the Atom Bomber ain't got no mind. And this information costs me $25 an hour.
Well, of course we'll help you, Mr. Scoot. Come, Nicky, let's meet this mindless wonder.
Hello, Scoot.
Hello, Sunshine. Bomber, I want you to meet Nick and Nora Charles.
Oh, cheers.
Hello, Mr. Adam Bomber. What's this cheers business?
I heard it in a movie. It seems so debonair. Oh, I'm so unhappy.
Bomber, suppose you tell us what's bothering you.
Nothing. Except I'm miserable.
Why are you miserable?
Because I'm unhappy.
But why are you unhappy?
Because I'm miserable. See, it's a vicious cycle. Oh, me.
But, Bomber, there must be some reason why you're groaning like a sick cow.
I wish I was a cow.
Well, you got the voice for it, but your figure's wrong.
Yeah, there's a catch to everything, ain't there?
Just a second. Why do you wish you were a cow?
Why not? I wish I was anything as long as I ain't me.
But what's wrong with you?
Nothing hurts me nowhere, Doc.
Listen, old man, these ain't doctors. They're detectives. They thought they might help you.
Well, nobody can help me. Not even Betty Gret. Detectives? Did you say detectives?
Why, yes.
Detectives.
Look, Nick, he's coming to life. He don't look dead no more. He looks dumb like he used to be.
Scoot, leave me alone with these two people. I gotta talk to him alone.
What's the matter? You don't trust me no more?
No, but I'm temperamental. I'm trained to a fine point, nervous and high-strung. Like an underbred thoroughbred.
Yeah?
I know I am because I read about me in tonight's sports page. Now, leave me alone with him.
Okay, Bomber.
Nick, Nora, you're the only two peoples in the world who can help me.
Can we?
I didn't want to tell no one before because no one thinks I got any brains, which is true. You see, Nick, it's JoJo. I love JoJo.
Well, what happened to JoJo?
She's gone. She left me.
Why?
I don't know. I always treated her good. I never even kicked her. Not even once.
How sweet of you.
I never even kept her chained up. Hey, maybe I should have chained her up, huh, Nick?
Well, there are two schools of thought about that, but it's good for some females.
Yeah. Whenever she got hungry, I always threw her a bone.
Well, how generous of you. What's that? What kind of a dame are you in love with?
A high-class kind, of course.
Who eats bones?
Lulu don't eat bones. She eats caviar.
Lulu? But we were talking about JoJo. How many people do you love, Mr. Attenbomber?
Just three. Me, JoJo, and Lulu.
Now, let's take them one at a time. Who's JoJo?
Just the most beautiful mongrel dog I ever found in Alley, that's all. And I love her.
When did the dog disappear?
And the night I fought with Lulu.
Oh, Lulu's a prize fighter.
No, but she should be with the right she's got. Lulu is a girl. JoJo is a dog, and me, I'm a rare phenomenon.
You are?
That's what the doctor said I was. Nick, Nora, promise me you won't tell nobody what's wrong with me. Not even Scoot.
Why?
Well, if everybody knew how I felt about JoJo, they'd think I was dumber than I really am. Can I help it if I love dogs?
We'll keep your secret.
And now, will you find JoJo for me? How can I win the world championship tomorrow night knowing JoJo is walking the street with no one to scratch her fleas? Look at me. Take pity on me. I'm wallowing in woe. I'm crying.
We'll find your doggy, Mr. Attenbomber, before tomorrow night.
Mrs. Charles, you're a dear, sweet person. Almost as sweet as JoJo.
Maggie, darling, what makes you think you can find a dog in a nightclub like this? I mean, a dog who not only bites, but barks.
Beautiful. Have you ever heard of Banana Nose Norbert?
Is it an ice cream sundae or a relation of Jimmy Durante?
He's the guy who owns this dive, and he practically runs the underworld of this town. We became friends when I sent him up the river years ago.
Nick, you promised me that we were going to live in the upper world from now on.
Well, I was afraid you'd object. That's why I brought you here before I told you the reason. Nora, baby, it isn't as if this was a detective case or something, but do you think that dog disappeared by accident?
You mean the poor pooch is a victim of dog catching?
But do you think smart gamblers would stop at stealing a dog if they knew the effect it would have on the atom bomber?
I don't know, Nick. Waiter said you wanted to see me.
Oh, banana nose. This is my wife, Nora.
Well, wonders never cease. You're the first guy who ever came into this joint with a beautiful tomato that he was actually married to.
Why, thank you, Mr. Banana Nose.
You don't mind that I called you tomato, Mrs. Jones?
No, if you don't mind my calling you Banana Nose. Banana Nose and Tomato. We ought to get together and open a vegetable store.
That's funny.
Listen, Banana Nose. I'm looking for the pup that was stolen from Adam Bomb Brickenhead.
Oh, yeah? Why?
We promised to return him. Without that dog, Mr. Adam Bomb is so depressed he'll hardly be able to fight tomorrow night.
Oh, so that's why the odds went down against him. You know, Nick, a few weeks ago, the experts figured him to beat the champ.
He will beat the champ if he has his doggy.
Ah, if he does, someone named me can clean up a load of loot. Nick, your worries are over.
They are?
Just tell me what the pooch looks like, and by tomorrow morning, you will have that dog in your apartment for breakfast.
You're listening to the new adventures of the Thin Man, presented for your summertime entertainment by the makers of that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Just before our program started tonight, you heard on your radio those NBC chimes. You know, that bing-bong bell. Now, you've probably heard that NBC musical signal 150 times or more. And every time you've heard it, bing-bong bell, it made exactly the same sound. Well, I can't think of a better way to illustrate the uniformity of Pabst Blue Ribbon. If you enjoy a good glass of beer, you've probably ordered Pabst Blue Ribbon 150 times or more. And I'm sure you noticed every glassful was exactly alike. Not too heavy, not too light, but fresh, clean, sparkling. With the real beer flavor coming through just the way you like it. Now, how does Pabst keep it that way year after year? Well, I can sing the answer to that one, too. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer. Yes, that Pabst blending process is costly, and it takes infinite patience, but the result? Well, I'll leave it to your sense of taste. Why not order a few cans or bottles and learn why millions the world over have settled down to blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon. Back, relax, and let's catch Act Two of tonight's Thin Man adventure. Nick and Nora Charles have promised to find Jojo, the mongrel pooch whose mysterious disappearance has broken the heart of Adam Bomber Brickenhead, the heavyweight challenger who lacks a mind. It's now 11:30 in the morning, and we find our hero and heroine at breakfast.
Nicky, do you know what I dreamed about last night?
Dog?
Yes. How'd you find out?
I dreamed about him, too.
Well, darling, tonight Mr. Adam Bomb goes into the ring to battle for the championship. And he's still dogless.
Well, don't worry, dear. Banana Nose Norbert won't fail us.
He said he'd have the dog here for breakfast. We're having breakfast. And no dog.
Oh, now, Nora, you mustn't take it so to heart.
Why not? Poor Mr. Adam Bomber. Without a mind, without a dog, and with a broken heart. What's he got?
Cauliflower ears, 200 pounds of solid muscle, and an appealing personality.
I think Lulu's behind the whole thing.
The Adam Bomber's girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
But they're in love with each other. Why should she pull a mean trick like dog napping?
Well, I'm in love with you, and I do mean things to you.
Yeah, that's true. Why do you do them?
Because I love you, man. Besides, they had a fight.
Wait a minute. Listen.
It's a dog. Unless I'm hearing things, too.
There are two dogs. One's a coloratura soprano, and the other is a basso profundo.
Listen, Nick. It's a full operatic ensemble.
No, this can't be. This thing has affected our minds. We've gone pooch poppy.
Oh, look, one of the dogs is ringing our bell.
Just a minute.
Hiya, Nick.
Banana Nose.
I told you I'd have a dog for you. Got my voice around the floor like a spine. Hey, you dog, shut up. Hey, Spike, make them dogs obey me. Don't they know who I am?
Come in, Banana.
Let the dog Rick in the hall.
Hello, Mrs. Charles. The Banana Nose never fails. I got the pooch, I think.
So I heard. What made you do this?
Oh, I ain't no dope. With these low odds on the Adam Bomber, there's going to be plenty in it for old Banana Nose when we find the doggy and the Adam Bomber wins the fight.
Yeah, I see your angles. But Banana Nose, I thought you'd figured some gambler took the pooch.
I checked on that angle. The hound was not hijacked, so I figured he was on the loose, since the Dog Society didn't pick him up.
It isn't a him dog. It's a her.
A tomato?
Mm-hmm. Jojo is a female.
Well, I'll be doggone. I forget there was two kinds. I told them to pick up all the black and white mongrels they could find, no matter what kind of personalities they had.
Yeah, well, we'll bring the dogs in, and I'll have the atom bomber come down and see if he can identify one of them.
Are you going to bring that mob of mongrels in here, Nicky?
Well, what can we do, Nora? We've got to be good hosts.
Well, you can stay here with them, Nick. I know what I'm going to do.
Where are you going, Nora?
To investigate my own angle on this dog napping. I'll call you up, darling. I'll seek out the back way. Goodbye.
Nora!
Well, Nick, shall I bring him in?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, you mug, send in all the girls, dog.
Good evening.
Good evening. Are you Miss Lulu Laverne?
I am, too.
Well, I'm Mrs. Nora Charles.
Pleased to meet you, I think. Entree, French. That means come in and also something expensive to eat in high-class continental dumps.
It does?
Yes. Are you interested in culture?
Well, I suppose so.
Culture is my latest passion.
Well, I thought Mr. Adam Baum Brickenhead was that.
Oh. What do you know about it?
He told me about you, Lulu.
He did he? Mm-hmm. Well, whatever he said, it's a foul and delicious canary.
You mean malicious canard?
Oh, trying to out-culture me, are you?
No, Lulu, I'm just trying to find Mr. Adam Bomber's dog.
Well, what did you come here for? Do I look like a dog cat? Don't answer that.
Lulu, all day long, poor Mr. Adam Bomber's been trying to identify his dog. Hundreds of dogs have been brought to my house. So far, his hasn't turned up.
Not even one of them pooches is Jojo?
Not one. If he goes into the fight without Jojo, he'll just be killed.
That's great.
I know you took the dog.
Oh, so I'm a dog thief now.
The doorman of this apartment house saw you with the dog.
And after the tip I gave him for Christmas. But he didn't see me with Jojo. He saw me with my own dog, Kiki.
He saw you with two dogs.
That must have been the night he seen me with the atom bomber.
The atom bomber isn't two dogs.
He is so. You don't know him as good as I do.
Lulu, you just say those things because you had a fight with him.
Sure. Can you give me a better reason?
And on the day you had a fight, you took the dog out for a walk and you told him she ran away.
She did.
Why?
Because we girls just didn't get along together. And besides, no man should love another female as much as he loves that dog, even if she has got a better pedigree than I got.
Lulu, you're jealous of Jojo.
Me? Jealous of a pup? What's she got? Dog skin. I got meat.
Lulu, you know where that dog is, and I'm going to see that you return her.
You can't scare me. Hey, who are you calling?
My husband. He'll make you confess.
That's unfair. You can't turn a man loose on me. You can see I'm the type that men can melt.
Nick. Good heavens, who answered the phone? Nick.
Hello, Nora, baby.
I thought the dogs answered the phone for a moment.
Oh, well, they've done everything but that. Banana Nose and his boys keep bringing me in by the dozen. Hey, get down.
Have you found Jojo among them?
No. The atom bomber's here. He's dazed from the dogs and scared to go into the ring. Yeah, hey, don't fight.
Nick, come up here to Lulu's place right away. I'm sure she's got the dog.
Okay, Lulu's place. Wait a minute. The atom bomber's got to rush to the fight now. Hey, bomber, you want to say something to your girl, Lulu?
Yeah. Hello, Lulu. I love you, Lulu.
I'm glad to hear it, Mr. Bomber. But this is Nora. Lulu, come here and say something nice to him. He's got to rush to the fight now. Encourage him.
I sure will.
Hello, Mama?
Lulu, I'm so miserable.
Yes. And my best wish is that the champ should lady in the first round.
Lulu, what a wish.
What are you complaining about? If you're croaking round one, you won't have to finish the fight. Goodbye.
This television broadcast of the World Championship fight. And the atom bomber has covered the champ with blood. That is, the atom bomber's blood.
Lulu,
Nora and I have brought you to this beer parlor to see what you've done to the poor atom bomber.
Yes, Lulu, look at him. He looks terrible.
Oh, that's the television set. It ain't just to get.
Folks, as you look at the face of the atom bomber, don't think your television set is broken. It's just what the champ did to him.
Oh, boy, he's really a mess. Here's
the bell, folks, and we're off for another round of slaughter. Here comes the atom bomber. He's dying right in the champ's right.
Oh, stop him back, bomber!
The bomber's tired of the champ, right? So he's aiming his head at the champ's left.
The poor bomber!
Nick, she's breaking down.
I can't bear to see his ugly face falling like that. All right, I'll give you the food. He's in a dog hotel on an animal with my dog. Come on, I'll show you where.
Here's JoJo.
Thanks, Doc. Nick and Nora, can we still get to the fight on time?
Yes, Lulu. Scoots has some ringside seats for us, right near the atom bomber's corner.
So this is JoJo. How do you like being a bride, JoJo?
Come on, you three gushing girls. We've got to rush.
Here in time. Look, the bomber is still alive.
Yes, he's resting between the rounds. Nora.
Yes, dear.
You sit here with Lulu. I'm going to take JoJo to the bomber's corner.
All right.
Hey, Scoot! Bomber! Look what I've got here! Hey, Scoot!
Nick, don't bother me. We're trying to keep him conscious.
I've got something that'll make him win the fight.
Look, Nick, I ain't got time. This boy of mine needs everything but a blood transfusion.
Scoot, I'll buy that half interest in your boy for $2,000.
Sold. I'll tell you the half above the waist. That's completely dead wood.
It's a deal. Now let me talk to my half of my boy.
Okay, yeah.
Bomber, look what I've got under my arm.
JoJo, my little doggy JoJo.
Yes, your girl Lulu had her. She took her because she thought you loved her more than you loved her.
That ain't true. I love my dog just as much as I love my girl.
And Lulu loves you, too. But there she is. She came here to watch you win the championship.
Lulu! Oh, boy, I'm going to kill that champ. I'm going to murder him. My fighting spirit is retired. Nothing can stop me now.
Okay, I'm going back to our seat. Go in there and win, Bomber.
Nick!
I'm coming, baby.
Did you tell the bomber what happened?
Yes, Nora.
Did it do any good?
Good. You just watch, Lulu. As soon as he saw you and the dog, he was practically resurrected.
Resurrected? Is that correct?
It's going to be sensational. There's the bell.
Look at him go.
Stop him in the head, bomber.
Give him the old one, too.
Oh, boy, there goes the bomber. Look at him swing.
Miss. Look at him miss.
Look at him receive that wallop from the chin.
Look how nicely he falls.
Get up, bomber.
That's right, bomber. Stay there and take a nice rest. Take a rest, bomber.
He isn't resting, Nora. He's unconscious.
Don't be silly. He's being small. Get up, bomber.
JoJo, bark at him. Inspire him. Nora, he was knocked out.
But that's impossible. He did everything like they do in the movies, and it never ends this way. It's a foul. Foul!
I'm afraid the bomber is down for the count. Now, if Nicky and Nora are smart, they'll go on home and have themselves a cold, refreshing bottle of that blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon. The beer with a fresh, clean, sparkling flavor. You know, Pabst Blue Ribbon is quite a home favorite with happily married couples. Just to mention a few, there's Mr. and Mrs. Gregory Peck, Mr. and Mrs. Bob Hope, Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence Melchior, and Miss Gladys Swarthout and her husband, Mr. Frank Chapman. Now, these people can certainly afford the best of everything. And the fact that Pabst Blue Ribbon is served in their homes is a tribute to its quality. I could tell you about Pabst's 104 years of leadership in the art of brewing and explain how Pabst developed the science of blending. Yes, blending 33 fine brews to keep the same identical Blue Ribbon flavor and quality in bottle after bottle, year after year. But I'd rather you'd simply taste it yourself. By tasting, by comparing, you'll understand why millions the world over have settled down to blended, blended Pabst Blue Ribbon. And now for the the conclusion of tonight's Thin Man adventure.
Hello, Nicky, darling. Where have you been?
To see Scoots and pay him for my half of the bomber.
Oh. How is he?
Very happy. He wishes there were more people like me in the world and less fighters like the bomber.
That's not nice. The bomber really tried hard.
Yeah, I know. The bomber says he would have won the fight if the champ didn't get in his way so much.
I know. But is it the bomber's fault if there was another man in the ring? Anyway, I'm glad to hear he's going to marry Lulu.
When did you find that out?
Oh, well, Lulu phoned a few minutes ago.
Well, that's one match I hope he'll win. Nora.
Hmm?
Nora, darling, what are you knitting there?
Can't you guess?
Why, it looks like a little garment. Nora, don't tell me.
Yes, it's true. Jojo's going to have puppies.
Well, then congratulate me.
Why?
After what I went through with that dog, I practically feel like a father. Looks like another hot night tonight.
Mm. And if we can't sleep, I know just what to do now.
Hmm? Go out again?
No, we'll get into too much trouble that way. We'll each have a glass of ice-cold Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, and then I'll do this. And say, good night, Nicky, darling.
Next Tuesday night, when Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer brings you another happy, exciting Thin Man adventure with Les Tremaine and Claudia Morgan.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Oh, no, Nicky, darling, that's not it.
It isn't, Nora?
No, it goes like this. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer presents The New Adventures of the Thin Man with Nick and Nora Charles, the happiest, merriest married couple in radio. Tonight and every Tuesday night at this same time, that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, proudly presents the finest in summertime entertainment. So, sit back, relax, and pour yourself a tall, foaming glassful of blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon. While you listen to the stars of our show, Claudia Morgan as Nora and Les Tremaine as Nick, in tonight's adventure of the Thin Man entitled The Haunted Hams. Every once in a while, a man's wife gets the idea that her husband needs a change. Of course, the conscientious little homemaker never suggests that her husband change his wife. Well, this evening, we find the great ex-detective Nick Charles in a car with his lovely wife, Nora, and his good friend, Ebenezer Williams, driving through the countryside.
Nicky, look at that moon come up over those trees. Can you see anything as beautiful as that in the city?
Yes.
Well, name it.
The moon over the polo grounds as the Giants and the Dodgers play a night game.
That just shows how badly you needed this change, doesn't it, Ed?
Yes, I reckon so. You've been working too hard, Nick.
Me? Working?
Yes. You've got to get your nose out of that grindstone.
Ed, you, my partner, can say a thing like that?
Yeah. I got to get my nose out of the grindstone, too.
That grindstone's becoming crowded with noses.
Nora, the only thing we've had our noses in were comic books and detective stories.
That's right. Detective stories, comical books, detective stories. We was in a rut.
And you think we'll get out of it by going up to your farm, Ed?
Why, of course. It's about time we changed ruts. Ed.
Huh?
Ed, listen, there's a fire engine coming up behind you.
Oh, better pull over. I used to be a volunteer fireman around here in the days when I was sheriff.
Here comes the engine, Ed.
Yeah. Say, that's my old friend Newt, the fire chief.
Ed, he's stopping.
Yeah. Howdy, Newt.
Howdy, Ed. I thought that was you driving the car, and I stopped just to make sure. That's you, all right.
Reckon ain't nobody else.
Well, I'm awful glad to see you back, Ed.
Well, I'm glad to be back, Newt. Oh, this is my friends, Nick and Nori Charles.
Howdy, folks. It's nice to know you.
Are you going to or coming from a fire, Mr. Newton?
Going to, of course. Say, Ed, did you hear that Shad Simmons had a calf with two heads last April?
Well, what do you know?
Yes, but even with two heads, he ain't no smarter than one with one.
Is this a serious fire you're going to, Newt?
Well, I can't tell I get there, my friend. Say, Ed, did you hear about Methuselah Marbrain?
Don't tell me that he finally married Belle May Bogardus.
Well, they set the wedding for September, but postponed it.
Again?
Yeah, oh, dear.
After him being engaged to her for 15 years.
Well, they had a good reason, eh? Figured they'd wait till they was better acquainted. Didn't want to be hasty.
No. Marry in haste, repent.
And lose, yes.
Whose fire are you going to, Newt?
Well, I'm awful glad you remind me of that, Ed, now. Silas Salem's, he's got a fire tonight. Would you like to come along and help?
Well, yes, I reckon so.
Well, just let me get there first. That's all I request. It makes a better impression on the taxpayers. Well, it was a pleasant chat, Eb. I'll see you at the fire.
Yeah, I hope you fellas won't put it out before we get there, Newt.
Oh, have no fear, Eb. We'll wait for you. All aboard, boys! Let out roar!
Does he always dash to a blaze like that, Eb?
Newt? Well, he ain't exactly speedy, but we elected him because he was the only one that can play the tubi in the fireman's band.
Look, Nick, there's the fire.
Yeah, and it ain't Silas's house burning at all. It's just his old barn.
Well, come on, Ed. Maybe we can rescue some of his livestock. Hurry up, Nora.
I am, Nick, but you needn't be so anxious.
Oh, well, now, don't ruin my fun, baby. Ever since I retired from being a detective, I've been dying to rescue something, even if it's a cow.
Hi, Newt.
Oh, hi there, Eb. Howdy, folks.
How's she burning, Newt?
Well, burning pretty good for a barn, Eb.
Have you got all the animals out of the barn yet?
Oh, yes, sure, yes. Had some awful queer-looking animals in there, though.
What kind?
Well, what you might call the city kind.
Dogs?
Well, that depends on your point of view, Heard them saying they'd been treated like dogs.
Oh, well, they're people.
That depends on your point of view, too. They're actors. Real, honest-goodness, live actors.
Where's Silas?
Oh, he went back to farmhouse. He said he's got the barn insured, so there ain't nothing to worry about. He's been stabling them live actors because he says there's some kind of summer stock.
Oh, you mean they're a summer stock company.
Where is that fire chief? Where is he hiding?
That must be he over there, master.
Looking for me, Bob?
I certainly am. I am the director and producer of this company. I am Greg Noisky.
Well, I'm Newt Newton. Pleased to meet you, Mr. What'd you say your first name was?
You couldn't pronounce it. Just call me Greg Noisky. Listen, our theater's burning.
Glad to meet you, Mr. G. This here's my friend, Eb Williams.
Hey, Mr. G.
Hello, Master Fire Chief. Aren't you going...
Mr. G, I'd like you to meet my friends here, Nick and Nori Charles.
Now, how do you do?
I'm doing terrible, thank you. Please, about that fire.
Ain't you going to introduce us to your lady friend, Mr. G?
This is Myra Mannix, our ingenue. Now, please...
Pleased to meet you, Miss Mannix.
Cheers, greetings, salutations, and all that sort of rot.
Oh, are you British?
No, but we're putting on a jolly old British play, you know. Mr. Newton, old boy, aren't you going to do something about our theater? It's getting a bit overheated, you know.
What theater?
The barn. We made it into a theater. It's burning. Aren't you going to do anything about that fire?
Well, we're watching it, ain't we?
Watching it? You're supposed to put it out!
He's kind of excitable, ain't he, Ed?
Yes. Well, theatrical people, they got more nerves and voices than any other kind, you know.
But the barn will burn to the ground!
Don't you want to put it out?
Why, of course not. Some of my boys might get hurt in a blaze like that. Besides, you can't put it out.
Why not?
Nature, my boy, nature. Too much fire and not enough water. But it sure looks awful pretty, don't it? Look at it.
Pretty? I'm going wacky. What?
Well, excuse me, folks. I'd better see to my boys. They're getting awful close to that fire. Don't you think so, Eb?
Yes, they might get a blister.
Oh, dear. Say, now look, Eb. You stay here for a little while and see if none of them actor people interferes with the blaze. And if it begins to spread, you call me.
Yeah, sure. You going back to town, Newt?
Oh, yes, I think I should. There might be some other fires for us to look at.
Nick, he's leaving.
Yes. Well, they sure look dashing in those firemen's uniforms.
Hey, Eb, how does the siren sound?
Great, great, Newt. Sounds just like an opera star.
Oh, that's good. It's a brand new one. Well, give her the gun, Willis.
Nick Norrie, that barn's practically burned to the ground now, so I reckon we can go.
All right, Ed. But I wonder what poor Mr. Gudnoisky and his actors are going to do without a theater. Ed, you have a nice big barn on your farm, haven't you?
Yes, but don't say it so loud.
Oh, it's too late. Here comes Gudnoisky and his ingenue, and they've got an opening night gleam in their eyes.
Don't depart, Mr. Williams. Wait a moment.
Yeah, chums, we got great plans for you. Silas Salem says you've got a nice large barn. You great, big, mature Gary Cooper man, you.
Oh, I'm only human.
And such character in his face, like a ripe Gregory pick. Where do you keep your barn and how much do you want for it?
Well, I don't know, folks. No, I wouldn't consider renting it. Not unless my business partner here says I should.
Oh? Ah, Nicky Wicky. Did anybody ever tell you you're gorgeous?
Yes, my wife.
Oh, that doesn't count.
With me, it does. I can't make up my mind without her advice.
Nora. Gudnoisky. You adore her.
But I do. Would you like to be worshipped? I can make your star overnight.
Well, I'm afraid we're not interested. You see, we came up here to get away from all the excitement and insanity of the city.
Madame, wouldn't you like to be a great star?
Well, every woman would like to be a great actress, but I'm different.
Well, if you won't help us, won't you at least listen to our tale of woe? Tell me, have you ever heard of Floyd Fresnay?
Fresnay? Hasn't he something to do with the movie?
Why, yes, Nick. He's some sort of big-time agent.
He is a movie mogul, and he is backing this company. We are supposed to develop new movie stars, and when he finds out that we have no bar, oh, Myra, weep at them to show them how unhappy we are.
You mean no theater, no chance at Hollywood?
That's right, Nora. Of course, I despise the coast and the cinema with its pots of gold and lack of artistic standards.
But if Floyd Fresnay signs you up to go out there...
I'd gladly murder my dear grandma to get there.
Now, do you understand? We expect to see Floyd Fresnay any minute. He was going to come by for a dress rehearsal.
Hey, look, Gudnoisky. Isn't that Mr. Fresnay's car now?
Yes. Myra, think of some brilliant excuse for this catastrophe.
Well, shall I tell him that we worked with an ardor so burning that the barn caught fire?
Hello there, FF.
Greetings, Red Noisky.
I have a wonderful explanation why the barn burned down. You've heard of the Chicago fire, no doubt?
Heard of it. I saw it. In Technicolor. Colossal.
Well, the same thing happened to us. Who would dream that there is a distant relative to Mrs. O'Leary's car?
Just a moment. No improvising. Everybody quiet. Who is she?
Nora Charles.
Come here, child.
Me?
Yes. Bare your teeth.
There.
Do they bite?
You ought to find out.
No.
Then get your hands off my face.
I'm just feeling the bony structure.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Who is he?
It has been.
Get rid of him?
Listen, Fresnay, who do you think you are?
Tell me, my man. Does your wife have a figure as good as it looks?
What?
Well, you ought to know, does she?
I certainly have.
Gudnoisky, this woman has the most photogenic face and figure I've seen in 20 years. She's a new Garbo. I want to see her give a performance in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, mind you. Find another barn. I'll pay all the bills. Adios.
Adios, F.F. Nora, this is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, and you'll be able to give us all a break.
Well, really,
Think of it. Your name in life. Platinum swimming pools. Sable underwear.
Do you think I'm a foolish, silly girl like all the other girls in the world?
Yes. You're patriotic, aren't you?
I certainly am.
Then think of this. Your income taxes alone will make the government rich.
Mr. Grednoitsky, I'd love to help you and your friends, but if you think I ever had any ambitions to be an actress, adored by the world, thrilling audiences, having my name and picture in the papers, just being too, too wonderful, you're absolutely right. Ev, how soon can we get the cattle out of your barn?
You are listening to the new adventures of the Thin Man, presented for your summertime entertainment by the makers of that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Say, Mr. Orchestra Leader, would you mind blowing that little pitch pipe of yours? Thank you. Now, again, please. And again. That's right. No matter how many times you sound that same note, it's always exactly alike. Just as every bottle, every glass, every taste of Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer is always exactly alike, no matter where or when you buy it. The reason for that fresh, clean, sparkling taste, that perfect uniformity, goes back to the little tune Nicky was strumming on the piano at the beginning of this program. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer. Just think, every glass, every drop of Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer contains never less than 33 fine brews. So be sure there's plenty of blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon cooling in your refrigerator, ready to serve to those unexpected guests when they drop in on a summer evening. And now for Act Two of tonight's Thin Man adventure. 2 weeks have passed since Nora was bitten by the acting bug, and we find her now studying her part in the play that the great Russian director Grednoisky and his actors are going to put on in Ebb Williams' barn.
But I do think you're terribly, irresistibly smushing, Lord Cornish Thimbleberry. A gay laugh. You think that last ha was a trifle phony, miss?
I think the whole thing's phony.
Oh, well, you're just saying that because Grednoisky only gave you a small part and I'm playing the lead.
Nora, do you really want to become a movie star?
Do you think I'd be acting this silly if I didn't?
But, darling, despite Floyd Fresnay, you just can't be a star overnight.
Grednoisky thinks I can, and he knows much more about it than you do, dear. And don't talk to me this way. You get me out of the mood. How's that?
Sounds like a coloratura soprano gargling with Drano.
Nicky, how dare you say a thing like that to me? We're opening tonight.
Now, Nora, don't get temperamental again.
Well, I've got to be temperamental. Every star's temperamental. And I'm furious with you. Give me something to smash.
Here. I collected some old glasses that Ev doesn't need. He says they're good for smashing.
Thank you. That's better. Now, but I do think you're terribly, irresistibly smushing, Lord Cornish Thimbleberry. Gay laugh, oh dear. Nicky, don't you want me to be a movie star?
Well, darling, frankly, no.
Why not?
Why, I hardly ever see you anymore.
Oh, naturally, my career, you know.
But, baby, you dragged me up here to take care of me. I'm being neglected. You know what happens to neglected wives.
Well, you're not a wife, you're a husband. Don't you know anything, Nicky?
Well, you know what happens to neglected husbands. The same thing as happens to neglected wives.
Oh, don't be silly, dear.
Will you stop that laughing, please?
Nicky, behave yourself or I'll get temperamental again.
Now listen, baby, I don't think you should go on with this.
I knew it. You're jealous because I've got a career.
Okay. I'm jealous.
Well, darling, I let you have a career as a detective for years, and now you won't let me become a movie star. Is that fair?
No, darling.
Well, then why do you want me to give it up?
Because...
Don't you think I'm any good?
Frankly, no. I said it, and I'm glad.
Give me a glass, please, Nicky.
Here, dear. Get rid of your disappointment.
Dave.
Hey, don't aim at my head. Nora, cut it out. I changed my mind. You're great.
I knew you'd alter your opinion. Oh, enter. I mean, I'm decent.
Sorry, Nora. You're wanted on stage for rehearsal. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
One of the actors just quit, and Mr. G, he gave me a part, too. I'm going to be Duke Lucyfoot Grenadier. Mr. G thinks I got a lot of plain, common, ordinary nobility.
Mr. G is a genius at discovering talent.
Yeah.
And, Nick, if you think I'm no good, just watch what happens at this dress rehearsal. But I do think you're terribly, irresistibly smoshing, Lord Cornish, a simple Betty. Gay love.
All right, Nora, we will take the big jealousy scene between you and Myra. Now remember, Nikolaus is your latest flame who doesn't burn hot enough. And Ebenezer is your philosophical advisor who hates you and loves you both together. Who said that?
Nobody, Mr. G. That's just one of my ducks.
I wish I were sure of that. It sounded like someone was whispering Russian insults in a loud voice.
Hear that? I taught the duck to talk Russian.
So that explains it. Come on with the scene.
So, you dare enter my home, Penelope?
Yes, Lady Chatelethorpe. To claim that which is rightfully me. Mine, Duke Lucyfoot Grenadier. You have never given me bad advice. What shall I do, my dear Duke?
Ebenezer, do you have a cold?
No, that's just my cow peeking in the door.
Oh, he would make a wonderful actor. Beautiful voice. Proceed.
Throw the little scamp out in the gutter. From whence she rose, my dear Lady Chatelethorpe.
Lady Chatelethorpe.
Yes, Colonel Biscay Rendango.
I can bear it no longer. Won't you call me Rumpy Dumpy as you did when we romped in the castle together in our childhood?
I will never call you Rumpy Dumpy again. That is all part of our hideous past, Colonel Biscay Rendango.
I deny that. To me, you will always be Princess Bunny Gunny, the golden-haired girl who taught me about life under the castle moat. What did you say, Good Noisy?
Nothing. It was the goat out there.
Oh, that's funny. Sounded just like you.
I have a more beautiful voice than that miserable goat.
Oh, yeah, Mr. G? Let me tell you, that's one of the finest goats in Crabtree County. I bet you can't make a noise as fine as that.
I certainly can.
The goat sounds better.
Myra, are you turning against me too?
Can I help it if the goat has a lovely vocal organ?
Will you stop this? The curtain goes up in 2 hours. I'm forced to talk to Nanny Goat. Shut up! Speak!
Lady Chatelethorpe, you are cruel beyond words. And I don't care what happens to me, even if I pay for this with my life. So there. Oh!
No, that's no way to scream when you're shot.
But I was trying to do it with a British accent.
Aye, Krednoisky. We'll show you how to make screams with an English accent. Like this.
Ah,
See? You must scream like a lady.
Ah! Ah!
No! Ah!
Oh!
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 Oh! No!
We fasten! That's better.
That was the rooster.
Oh, you think I'm terrible, don't you? You think I can't act as well as that rooster?
I didn't say that.
Well, you're not much better than that nanny goat. Why do you let those animals come in here and upset me? I hate you all.
Nora, darling, come back here.
Don't
come! Don't do yourself! I'll eat you someday. Nora, darling, let me into your dressing room. Please, baby. I've got to talk to you.
Nicky, hasn't she come out of there yet?
No, Myra. I've been trying to get in ever since she ran out of the dress rehearsal, but she won't open the door. When's the curtain?
In just a few minutes, and the people are coming in now. Floyd Fresnay is out there.
Oh, the little scamp. Out into the gutter from whence she rose, dear. Dear lady, chattel the thought. Business. Hi, Nick. How's Nori?
She still won't talk to me. Eb, if she won't let me see her, I won't be able to go on either.
Well, me too. I can't go on with these nervous upsets. How can they expect me to give a performance?
You've got nerves, too?
Yes, I have. I never had them till I become an actor, though.
Oh, how can she face those people with no confidence in herself? And I help destroy her confidence. Nora. Nora, darling, open the door.
Hey, look, she's turning the handle. The door's opening.
Good evening, fellow players. If you wish to see me, enter.
Nora, darling.
I just want you to know, Nicholas, that despite your cruel and heartless discouragement, I shall give a performance that will make people's hair stand up. And no one will ever know that I'll be acting with an aching, breaking heart.
You will, Nora?
I will, Ebenezer.
Oh, gee, you're a great trooper, Nora.
Thank you, my little dear.
And Nicky, sit on that chair.
Okay, but why?
So that I can get on your lap. Like this.
Myra, what's the idea?
Yes, this is indeed unusual behavior, even for an ingenue.
I'm doing it so that he can spank me easier. Nora, it was I who ruined all your rehearsals. I put food near the theater to make the animals come in the barn. I did it to ruin your career.
Oh, professional jealousy.
And I greased the outside of your dressing room hoping that you'd break your leg. Oh, I've been awful. Because I studied your part, and I wanted to play it and go to Hollywood and live in a mink-lined swimming pool. Now spank me, Nicky.
It will be a pleasure.
Thank you.
You don't have to enjoy it that much, Nick.
2 minutes, and the curtain goes up, Norrie. The house is sold out. Good luck.
Well, Norrie, we all want you to go out there and show them people what you can do.
There are people out there? Real, live people?
Hundreds of them.
Oh. Oh, Nick, catch me. I think I'm dying.
Well, Nora, I'm encumbered.
I got it.
Oh, thank you, Ed. Myra. Myra, thank heavens you told me you know my part. For heaven's sake, go out there and play it.
What?
My dear child, I am going to sacrifice my career for yours. Anyone who wants to live in a mink-lined swimming pool as much as you do deserves to.
Yippee! Give me your costumes, Nora. I got to change. I'll send you a free autograph from Hollywood. Oh!
What happened, Myra? Did you break your little neck?
No, I slipped on the grease I put there to break your leg.
Nora, darling, I think this is wonderful of you. What made you do it?
I'll tell you after the show, but that's all part of our hideous past, Colonel Biscay Rendango.
Well, I can just imagine Nora telling Nick all about it after the show, over a sparkling glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer that's blended from never less than 33 fine brews. There's nothing quite so refreshing on a hot summer night as a cold bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon and a bowl of salty pretzels, or a plate of crackers spread with some nippy cheddar cheese. You know, not only Nicky and Nora, but many stars of the radio, the stage, and movies enjoy Pabst Blue Ribbon beer in their homes. For instance, Gregory Peck, after a busy day on the studio set, likes to head for his icebox and a tall, foaming glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Wherever you go, from Hollywood to Honolulu, from Philadelphia to the Philippines, this famous beer is an international favorite. The beer that gives you 33 fine brews in every glass, every time. Taste it. Compare it.
see why millions have settled down to blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. And now for the conclusion of tonight's Thin Man adventure.
Myra was wonderful as Lady Chatelethorpe. Didn't you think so, Nicky?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she got that contract from Floyd Fresnay.
She really played that part much better than I could have.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that, baby. You would have been great in it.
You didn't think so this afternoon.
I think so now, dear.
Oh, yes, when it's safe.
Well, Nora, I must confess, what worried me this afternoon was that you might have become a great star and you'd never have time to bother me or drive me crazy.
You really mean that, Nicky?
Yes, Nora.
Well, that's why I gave up my career, darling. I think you're much sweeter than a mink-lined swimming pool.
Why, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Nicky?
Yes, dear.
Oh!
Nora, what's the matter? What's wrong?
I just wanted to show you I could do that scream properly.
Why? That's wonderful, Nora. The world lost another Helen Hayes in you.
I know it, my dear. I know it. But it's no more than any wife can do.
You mean every wife is a great actress?
She has to be, darling. And no professional acting in front of an audience could even touch the performances the average wife puts on for her husband.
You've got something there, dear. By the way, how'd you like me tonight?
Frankly, dear.
Frankly?
Frankly, you're a great detective.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll have you know that Floyd Fresnay was deeply touched by my interpretation of the role of Colonel Biscay Rendango.
Touched where, in the head?
He wants me to go to Hollywood.
What are they looking for, a new Boris Karloff?
You don't seem to realize what a talented man you're married to.
Oh, yes, I do, Nick. Are you going to take the offer?
No, baby. I'm giving up acting for the same reason you did. You're lovelier than sable underwear.
Why, thank you, Nicky. You know, dear, I don't think Lunt and Fontaine can throw as beautiful baloney to each other as we do. Here's your Oscar. Mm. Good night, Nicky, darling.
Be sure to listen next Tuesday night when Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer brings you another happy, merry, Thin Man adventure starring Les Tremaine and Claudia Morgan. Next week, the adventure of the multiple marriage, when Nick and Nora acquire a daughter and discover that it's easier to stay married than to marry someone else. The Adventures of the Thin Man is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois. And this is Ed Herlihy saying good night. With the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Friends, every half hour, three people are stricken with tuberculosis. Yes, that's the deadly menace of TB. One victim every 10 minutes. 50,000 victims each year. The lives lost through tuberculosis can be saved. The disease is curable. To stop contagion, those ill with TB must be found and treated. The sooner TB is detected, the quicker and easier the cure. Protect your health and your family's health. Have your chest X-rayed today.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.